Hello and welcome to The Wanderer, the Anglo-Saxon history and mythology podcast. In the days of King Alfred the Great, a shadow fell over the kingdom of Wessex. It began with whispers of malevolent forces lurking in the darkest corners of the land, conjured by wicked witches who sought to sow chaos and despair. As the chill of autumn set in, the air became thick with fear, and tales of unspeakable horrors spread like wildfire through the small villages and hamlets. One such village, nestled in the heart of the dense Wessex forest, was home to a young woman named Elswith. She was known for her beauty and kindness, but some whispered that she possessed a gift for the ancient arts that bordered on the forbidden. She lived a solitary life with her elderly grandmother, a mysterious woman rumoured to have once been a powerful witch herself. Elswith's grandmother taught her the ways of herbology, healing, and divination, passing down the knowledge that had been guarded by their family for generations. Though Elswith had no malevolent intentions, the villagers grew suspicious, blaming her for every misfortune that befell them. One stormy night, as the wind howled through the trees and the rain lashed against the thatched roofs, a group of villagers gathered outside Elswith's cottage, fueled by paranoia and fear. They were convinced that her powers were to blame for their hardships. "She's consulting with the spirits," one cried, his eyes wide with hysteria. "We must put an end to her witchery before it's too late," another shouted, brandishing a torch. In their blind rage, they stormed into the cottage, grabbing Elswith and her grandmother and dragging them out into the muddy street. The old woman pleaded for mercy, but her pleas fell on deaf ears with the crowd chanting accusations. The villagers decided to take them deep into the forest, to the infamous Witch's Grove, where the condemned witches were said to be forever trapped. The forest was ancient, and a sense of malevolence hung heavy in the air. The villagers, with torches held high, pushed Elswith and her grandmother through the twisted trees and gnarled roots. Each step felt like a descent into the depths of the underworld. Finally, they reached the heart of the grove, a clearing surrounded by towering ancient oaks. In the centre stood a gnarled tree with a strange marking etched into its bark, said to be the gateway to the realm of witches. The villagers forced Elswith and her grandmother to kneel before the tree, ready to perform their dark ritual. "May the gods have mercy on your souls," Elswith whispered, her voice trembling with sorrow. As the villagers chanted, an unnatural darkness descended upon the grove. The wind howled in an eerie wail, and the trees seemed to reach out with skeletal branches. The markings on the tree glowed with an otherworldly light, and the ground trembled beneath their feet. Just as the villagers prepared to cast their accursed ritual, a new figure emerged from the shadows. It was a lone traveller, clad in a dark cloak, his face obscured by the hood. "Stop this madness," the traveller's voice echoed through the grove, carrying a power that demanded attention. The villagers turned to face the newcomer, their fear momentarily overshadowed by curiosity. But the stranger paid them no heed. His focus was on Elswith and her grandmother. "You have no right to meddle in matters you do not understand," he said, his voice both stern and compassionate. The villagers hesitated, unsure whether to heed the traveller's warning or press on with their righteous indignation. But before they could decide, the traveller raised his hands and a blinding light erupted from his fingertips, engulfing the grove in a brilliant radiance. The ground shook and the markings on the tree glowed even brighter. But this time it was not a malevolent force at work. It was a force of protection, of ancient power, awakened to guard the innocent. The villagers were thrown back by the surge of energy, and as they looked up, they saw that the traveller had vanished, leaving only Elswith and her grandmother behind. The grove fell silent once more, as if the malevolence that had hung in the air had been dispelled. In the days that followed, the village was plagued by an eerie calm. The whispers about witches and dark forces gradually faded away, replaced by an unspoken understanding they had treaded on dangerous ground. Elswith and her grandmother continued to live in the forest, but the villagers kept their distance, realising the folly of their actions. As the years passed, the legend of the Witch's Grove endured, but it was no longer a place of condemnation. Instead, it became a symbol of caution, a reminder that fear and ignorance could lead good people were astray. The kingdom of Wessex learned to respect the old ways, and the tales of witches turned into stories of reverence for the ancient powers that governed the land. And so, in the days of King Alfred the Great, the darkness that had threatened to consume the kingdom was vanquished, not by swords and spears, but by compassion of a lone traveller and the wisdom of a young woman who dared to be different. The legacy of the witches of Wessex became a lesson in understanding, reminding all that beneath the surface of fear and superstition lay the potential for light and kindness to triumph over darkness. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed this story, please tune in next time for more. Thank you.